Welcome to the Deep Dive.
Great to be diving in.
Today we're tackling the philosopher D.H.T.H. Vollenhoven, a Dutch thinker.
That's right. And specifically, his very distinct Trinitarian Christian philosophy.
Yeah, our mission here is to really understand how he saw the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit working, you know, actively in the world.
And what that means for us, for humanity's role in it all. We're looking at his idea of a Trinitarian covenant with humanity.
Based on scholarly work on his ideas.
Exactly. Trying to get past the maybe heavy theological terms and see the philosophical core, how he saw God's law and our response.
Okay, let's jump in. So Vollenhoven really grounds everything in the Trinity. That seems key.
Absolutely key. It's a bit different maybe from others who might focus more just on the law itself. He connects actions directly to Father, Son, Spirit.
And his view on this changed over time.
It did, yeah. Early on, he sort of thought of the Father providing the basic ideas, almost like archetypes, the structure of things.
Okay. And the Son.
The Son, the Logos, was how we grasped those ideas. And the Spirit helped us apply them.
Right. But then he shifted.
Uh-huh. A big shift, really. From our thinking about God's work to God's direct action in the world.
So creating, word revealing, and spirit guiding.
Precisely. Linked to Father, Son, and Spirit.
And that brings us to his idea of states of affairs.
Yeah. Notice the capitals, his specific term. Think of them as divinely set stages where God's law unfolds in creation.
Each stage linked to one person of the Trinity.
Exactly. First, the Father. The act of creation itself, God's secret will, the creation command, he called it.
Like that first divine instruction,
mm-hmm.
Setting things in motion, kind of like the creatio prima idea.
You got it. That initial blueprint. Then comes the Son.
Revealing the law.
Revealing the law of love, specifically for humanity. He called it Logos Revelation.
And that's not just the Son alone.
No, it's like a joint communication from the Trinity. But the Father gives everything its unique name, its place. Vollenhoven saw the Son's role moving beyond just our minds to being the cosmic basis for harmony.
But he wasn't just doing abstract Logos speculation.
No, he consciously avoided that. For him, the Son is Christ, the Anointed One. The head of the new covenant, revealing love.
Makes sense. And the Spirit.
The Spirit puts it all into effect, takes the Father's plan, which the Son revealed, and makes it real. Again, his view brought into here too.
So the Spirit's active in creation.
Very active, bringing that Logos revelation to our awareness. He talked about a double work or genetic deployment.
Okay, double work. What does that involve?
Well, part of it is what he called positivization. That's basically applying God's general law to specific, concrete situations.
Ah, making it practical.
Right. And this leads to real human flourishing in time, not escaping it. It's definitely sequential. Father, Son, Spirit, each building on the last.
So how do we fit in? How do we relate to this law?
Vollenhoven saw the law as the boundary between God and the cosmos. It wasn't just ideas or something separate hovering above.
Not just rules then.
No. Ultimately, our relationship to the law is, for him, religious. It's about the core orientation of our whole being, our heart.
Towards God.
Towards God. He used the term direction, capital D again. It signifies that fundamental religious commitment or leaning.
So it's deeper than just belief.
Yeah. Direction shapes our entire worldview.
Yeah.
Christian faith, in his view, is this response to God revealing himself in Scripture and Christ. He did distinguish faith as deep conviction from just general religious belief.
And what turns the heart in that direction?
Regeneration, palingenesis, that fundamental turning through God's word, that commitment shapes everything, how we live, how we see the world, coram Deo, before God.
So pulling it together, Vollenhoven paints a picture of, well, a dynamic unfolding.
Exactly. God's work unfolds sequentially through the Trinity Father creating, Son revealing, Spirit enabling.
And our response is this deep heart orientation, this direction within that covenant relationship.
That's the core of it.
So for you listening, here's something to chew on. How might viewing God's interaction with the world as this kind of sequential Trinitarian process change how you see things?
Yeah, how you understand creation, guidance, applying principles in your life.
And what does it really mean to respond with your whole heart with that fundamental direction in line of that?
Right.
Something to think about.
Definitely food for thought.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.